If a word's got more than like two syllables, I'm gonna need a dictionary to figure it out. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. We talk about the Bible with some pretty big words: justification, sanctification, predestination. Sometimes we just kind of toss these around without really digging into what they mean. But today's poem tells us to sit back and ponder one of those words so that we can get that deeper understanding of it. It's called Reflections on the Cross, Christ Our Righteousness by G. Cam Congleton. Sure is the hope of our righteousness. Pure is the word of the Lord. He is the rock of my salvation. He alone is my reward. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like wool. My soul waits in silence for God only, his face as the morning sun. In him my refuge and my salvation rest. He is the eternal one. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like wool. He is the fountain of all our joy. He is the song that we sing. Jesus, the Son of Righteousness, our God, the glorious King. Bible scholars describe the gift of Christ's righteousness in different ways. Some picture it as being washed clean in God's eyes. Others say it is to be in right standing with God, like a person on trial being found not guilty. Receiving Christ's righteousness certainly includes these truths, but it goes a step further. It not only means we are set free from guilt and punishment, that is, we are free to go, it also means we are joyfully welcomed into the fellowship of God's family. Here, we are clothed in Christ's righteousness. Our place is set, our name is known, and we never need to prove our worth. In Christ, we are home indeed. All right, so let's think about this a little more. Because Jesus has made the way for us to be transformed and be made new, as Christians, we can freely confess our failures, while at the same time rejoicing confidently in Christ's love, for we have received his gift, the sure hope of his righteousness. How is Jesus our ultimate refuge from sin, guilt, and fear? Consider taking a moment to confess any sins that come to mind to Jesus, resting in his forgiveness. And for more about the gift of Jesus' righteousness, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 1:17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Take a closer look at what the Bible says about it in Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8, and Psalm 87, verse 7, then Isaiah 1:18, and 1 Corinthians 1:30 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. And are you interested in our summer reading program? There will be prizes you don't want to miss, including a road trip pack, journaling Bibles, and more. You can sign up anytime when you go to unlocked.org/summer. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you feel like you've strayed so far from God that he couldn't possibly want you back, well, that's just not true. Listen tomorrow to find out more. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.